Which group of people do you belong to? There are three types of people in this world. Those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened. The good thing is, we can choose which group to join. Group 1. The people in this group deserve recognition because they make things happen. Nothing is left unattended as they deal habitually with their home and lives. Being productive and creative is the foundation of their happiness. They are highly motivated and looking for improvement in doing things. Living a simple and orderly life is very important to them. They stay focused and committed to their chosen goals and happiness. This has always been the key to success in any undertaking. Increased happiness and joy don't just happen, they are obtained through reasonable action. This group of people tends to surround themselves with like-minded people as they understand the power of connection and idea sharing. Group 2. These people tend to watch and admire doers without being involved. This group has a high resistance to change, feeling anxious and overwhelmed. Making a decision and acting on it is a daily struggle. Procrastination, feeling unfulfilled and a lack of confidence could be the reason for their resistance. Unfortunately, that describes many of us. We become so complacent with everyday struggles that we don't seek something better. A fear of not being good enough is another obstacle people struggle with. What habits are holding you back? Your beliefs, fears, excuses, lack of support, lack of commitment to your life. I've asked myself these 5 questions many times. To succeed in life, you have to be honest about the habits that are holding you back. If you want to increase your success and find happiness that will positively benefit you, then please don't wait for somebody to decide for you. We know there are better ways to do things, but we fail to take action. Because we accumulated all kinds of excuses, we finally chose a familiar existence. After we achieve 2 basic needs, food and shelter, most of us tend to relax and live a predictable life. We accept life as it happens, never discovering our true potential. Group 3. The third group of people are those who wonder what happened to them. I believe they gave their permission to somebody else to decide their life and destiny. They detached themselves from reality to survive the unpleasantness of life. The outcome of that kind of transaction is never a positive one. To achieve success and happiness, we need to create the life we want. It's equally important to recognize the skills you have that can be beneficial in your search for a better life. I believe all human beings have fears, negative beliefs, and other life obstacles. It's how we deal with it that can make a difference. If you're not certain of the skills you already have, contact a career counselor for a brief assessment. Transformational life coach Ranka Burzan owns a professional organizing company in the Kothet region and has written several books on reducing clutter. For more information, email getcoachedwithranka@gmail.com. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.